But lustrous Calypso shuddered at those words, and burst into a flight of indignation. Hard-hearted you are, you gods, you unrivalled lords of jealousy, scandalized when goddesses sleep with mortals openly, even when one has made the man her husband. So when Dawn, with her rose-red fingers, took Orion, you gods, in your everlasting ease, were horrified, till chaste Artemis, throned in gold, attacked him, out on Delos, shot him to death with gentle shafts. And so when Demeter, the graceful one with lovely braids, gave way to her passion, and made love with Iasion, bedding down in the furrow ploughed three times. Zeus got wind of it soon enough, I'd say, and blasted the man to death with flashing bolts. So now, at last, you gods, you train your spite on me, for keeping a mortal man beside me. The man I saved, riding astride his keelboard all alone, when Zeus with one hurl of a white-hot bolt had crushed his racing warship down the wine-dark sea. There all the rest of his loyal shipmates died. But the wind drove him on, the currents bore him here. And I welcomed him warmly, cherished him, even vowed to make the man immortal, ageless, all his day. But since there is no way for another god to thwart the will of storming Zeus and make it come to nothing, let the man go, if the Almighty insists, commands, and destroy himself on the barren salt sea. I'll send him off, but not with any escort. I have no ships in reach, no crew to ply the oars and send him scudding over the sea's broad back. But I will gladly advise him I'll hide nothing, so he can reach his native country all unharmed. And the guide and giant killer reinforced her words. Release him at once, just so. Steer clear of the rage of Zeus, or down the years he'll fume and make your life a hell. With that the powerful giant killer sped away. The queenly nymph sought out the great Odysseus, the commands of Zeus still ringing in her ears, and found him there on the headland, sitting still, weeping, his eyes never dry. His sweet life flowing away with the tears he wept for his foiled journey home, since the nymph no longer pleased. In the night, true, he'd sleep with her in the arching cave, he had no choice, unwilling lover alongside lover all too willing. But all his days he'd sit on the rocks and beaches, wrenching his heart with sobs and groans and anguish, gazing out over the barren sea through blinding tears. So coming up to him now, the lustrous goddess ventured, no need, my unlucky one, to grieve here any longer. No, don't waste your life away. Now I am willing, heart and soul, to send you off at last. Come, take bronze tools, cut your lengthy timbers, make them into a broad-beamed raft, and top it off with a half-deck high enough to sweep you free and clear on the misty seas, and I myself will stock her with food and water, ruddy wine to your taste, all to stave off hunger, give you clothing, send you a stiff following wind, so you can reach your native country all unharmed. If only the gods are willing. They rule the vaulting skies. They're stronger than I to plan and drive things home. Long-enduring Odysseus shuddered at that, and broke out in a sharp flight of protest. Passage home? Never. Surely you're plotting something else, goddess, urging me in a raft to cross the ocean's mighty gulfs, so vast, so full of danger not even deep-sea ships can make it through, swift as they are and buoyed up by the winds of Zeus himself. I won't set foot on a raft until you show good faith, until you consent to swear, goddess, a binding oath. You'll never plot some new intrigue to harm me. He was so intense the lustrous goddess smiled, stroked him with her hand, savoured his name, and chided, oh, what a wicked man you are, and never at a loss. What a thing to imagine, what a thing to say. Earth be my witness now, the vaulting sky above, and the dark cascading waters of the Styx, I swear by the greatest, grimmest oath that binds the happy gods, I will never plot some new intrigue to harm you. Never. All I have in mind and devise for you are the very plans I'd fashion for myself, if I were in your straits. My every impulse bends to what is right. Not iron, trust me, the heart. within my breast.